So you've got an inmate work program. Can you explain what it is?
In this program, we screen inmates that are sentenced to the McDonough County Jail, and then they are given an opportunity to go out into the community and work under supervision of a deputy or auxiliary deputy.
What type of work?
Most picking up trash, cutting weeds. In Bushnell this week, they've been preparing curbs to paint the curbs yellow, you know, scraping the dirt away, the weeds away from the curbs.
Is this stuff that normally would have been done by the county highway department or some other aspect of county government?
Yeah, this would have been the street department. The street department's been working with us, providing us the tools to be able to do the job. But yeah, it's just labor, free labor for the taxpayers.
Why'd you decide to do this?
I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but the jail's been so full. It's been hard to implement it. Right now we're down around 30 inmates. I think this is a good use of resources. The taxpayers pay for the inmates' medical, their food, this facility. This is a program where they can get something back from the system. The inmates have jumped at the chance, and they have really done a good job. They've worked hard since we've instituted this.
You said the jail is less full now. I would think if it was more full, you'd have more to choose from. Why is that why does that make a difference?
Well, before we were running near capacity, and every little thing that you ask a jailer to do when we're at those kind of numbers, to me, is just too much. There's a happy medium, and we were over that happy medium, and I just didn't feel comfortable trying to start it. Because these inmates have to be brought out of their cells. They have to be dressed out to go out and to come back in. Certain paperwork has to be done. It's just an additional duty for the jailers. And when we're near capacity, it's just not reasonable to ask them to do that.
The jailers don't go out with them, do they? Who is watching over them when they're out in the community?
I have been doing it since we've started. For the simple fact, I want to make sure got all the kinks worked out of the program. The auxiliary unit, it's a 15-person unit, has offered to help with the supervision. So we will just be switching off between, you know, I'll be going out, the auxiliary deputies will be going out, and maybe once in a while a deputy. But we'll just split up duties amongst the internal people.
Is this something that's being done every day?
Not every day. This week we work 4 days, and I think it will vary, probably depending on getting somebody to supervise them. But I expect to at least do it 3 times a week until winter comes, and then we'll have to see if there's any inside jobs. We're going to go down to Colchester on Monday and help them tear down and clean up the area after their festivities. And Bushnell's got more work for them, so they're going to be busy for a while.
Any inside jobs? You want to rephrase that?
Jobs inside where it's warm.
How do you choose where to go and what projects to do?
Last week when we first started, Bushnell had agreed to let us help them clean up after their facilities, clean up trash.
After their town festival?
Yeah, every morning they would we'd work with the street department and pick up trash. And then when we get done, I just pick a community. We went to Blandinsville, walked some of the streets, and cleaned up the park. We've been to industry. I'm going to make it available throughout the county. There's the villages that we haven't got to yet, we will get to. Like when we get a break from Bushnell, we'll head to a community, whether it be Bardolph, Tennessee, wherever, and just start picking up trash. And hopefully as the word spreads, they can have projects for the inmates, you know, the villages and the cities, and we'll take it from there.
I don't recall if you said how many are out at a time.
Two at a time.
And are they chained or anything? How do you keep them from running?
No, they are not chained. And like I said, they have to be sentenced to McDonough County Jail. And typically when you have a situation like that, the risk, if they were to run, would be way more than the reward. They would get way more time than what they're sentenced to. I have personally screened them along with the jailers, talked to them, and feel comfortable with the ones that we are taking out. They're not in here for violent crimes. They're not in here for sex crimes. These are people that are sentenced for whether it be DUI, retail theft, you know, smaller type crimes. They are dressed in a blue jumpsuit, and if we're anywhere near a blacktop or a highway, they'll have a reflective vest.
And these are people who, I guess, are sentenced to short terms? I mean, you don't have any real long-termers in the jail, do you?
No. By statute, the most that anybody can be sentenced to a county jail is 1 year. And typically, if it's not a crime against a person, they get day for day. So if they're sentenced to 6 months, they're going to serve three. So the absolute, the most they're going to be sentenced is to a year, and that type of crime, I probably would not have them out. The people I am taking out will probably be sentenced to 6 months or less.
And they do not receive any time off for getting involved in the work detail.
I am still thinking about that. There is a provision for trustee status, and my initial thought was I was not going to give them time off, but after watching these guys work as hard as they do, I may reconsider that and actually give them some trustee time off their sentence.
And so far, have you had inmates lining up wanting to do this?
I've actually got I have selected the ones that we've taken out so far, but I have gotten letters from within the jail from people wanting to do it. Unfortunately, they're the ones that I don't feel comfortable taking out right now. So,
why do you suppose inmates are anxious to do this?
They can get out, get some fresh air. Some, you know, it's exercise for them, fresh air. And some of them actually are workers. They want to work. Yes.
If you do decide to start giving them a little bit time off for their work, how much of their sentences would it be taken off about?
We usually use the 1 day for every 14 days they work.
Okay.
You know, you said you'd been thinking about this for a while. Has the law changed recently, or was it, I mean, even beyond the fact that you were at capacity for a while, I mean, have you been thinking about it since you've been in office, or how long you've been thinking about this, and have there been any roadblocks to prevent you from doing it until now?
No. I don't remember when I first started really wanting to do it. I hadn't been in office long, but starting my second year here, if you look, we were at capacity about the whole time. And if we did come down for numbers, it was for a short period of time. That was my roadblock. My other problem that I'm facing is getting people to supervise them on a consistent basis. Right now, we're not committed, but I'd like to see the program grow. I'd like to be able to take, you know, three or four inmates out if we have them. But we have to have people to supervise them. I don't want to use taxpayers' money unwisely, you know, in paying people to supervise them. You know, if I go out, I'm salaried, and the reserves or the auxiliary, they are volunteer. So we're doing it cheap, and the people are getting some return for their money, you know, by getting the labor from the inmates. If this program would grow, I mean, I'll have to have a better way of supervision or having the people, bodies available to supervise them. That's a roadblock.
Yeah, are you thinking you want one guard for every two inmates? Or, I mean, that's what you're doing right now.
That's what I'm doing right now, and that's what I feel comfortable with. We could go up to three, depending, you know, that we got the good, reliable workers. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to go over that. One for every three would be pushing it.
You know of other counties doing this?
I know Adams County does it, but they have a van. I mean, they have a program they've been doing it for several years.
Talk to them before you did this?
No, I didn't. We just started it.